Tucker Carlson, Democrats want bailout for foreign workers during employment crisis. By John Binder on March 24, 2020. Fox News's Tucker Carlson says Democrats are seeking a bailout for foreign visa workers in the United States during the most profound employment crisis of our lifetime because of the Chinese coronavirus. During a segment on Monday evening, Carlson detailed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA coronavirus plan, which included automatic renewals of visas and work permits for foreign workers taking U.S. jobs in the American economy. The House version of the bill includes special provisions for real, to protect foreign nationals working here in the U.S., Carlson said. So we're staring down the barrel of the most profound employment crisis of our lifetime. That's not an exaggeration, and what are Democrats doing? They're trying to automatically renew visas and work permits for all immigrants here in the U.S. because their jobs are very important, way more important than yours. Democrats want to make sure that the people replacing you are secure and happy. The whole thing defies belief, and that's not a partisan observation. Again, read it, Carlson said. Carlson was referring to the provisions of Pelosi's coronavirus plan, which allow several hundred thousand foreign workers, many from China and India, to get college jobs or blue-collar jobs while millions of Americans lose their careers. Breitbart News's Neil Monroe reported. The bill would even allow H-1B visa workers to stay long past the six-term limit on their temporary stays. For example, the foreign workers who are expected to go home in the next 12 months will instead be allowed to automatically extend such status or work authorization for the same time period as the alien's prior status or work authorization. For H-1Bs, the same time period is 3 years. Emphasis added. The bill would keep several hundred thousand white-collar visa workers and several hundred thousand blue-collar work permit workers in the U.S. labor market, even as unemployment is expected to spike past 20%. Emphasis added. The bill would also provide a massive giveaway to the many technology, banking, insurance, and staffing companies that have replaced a huge number of U.S. graduates with large blocks of compliant Indian and Chinese graduates. Emphasis added. While the U.S. faces mass unemployment as American workers are forced to stay home from their jobs and small businesses are crushed economically, Fox News's Laura Ingraham has called for a temporary halt on all immigration to the U.S. All immigration to the U.S. should be halted due to this national emergency. We sure as heck don't need any foreign workers with millions of Americans on verge of losing their jobs, Ingraham wrote, along with hashtag America First. All foreign worker visas must be stopped, Ingraham wrote. As Breitbart News has reported, immigration moratoriums are not uncommon in American history. Currently, there are about 45 million foreign-born residents living in the U.S., a 108-year record high. The country's last immigration boom, between 1900 and 1920, was eventually met with a near-immigration moratorium. Between 1925 and 1966, the U.S. legal immigration level did not exceed 327,000 annual admissions. Since major changes were enacted in 1965 by President Lyndon B. Johnson, D., and in the 1990s by President George H.W. Bush, R., changes that allow foreign nationals to bring as many foreign relatives to the country as they want, legal immigration levels have continued booming for about five decades. Today, 1.2 million legal immigrants are continuing to be admitted to the U.S. for the year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.